Welcome to today's Happiness Hit. I am your host, Elle Edwards, founder of the Itchy Soul Playground and Urea Media, and I'm super excited to share today's episode with you. It is the very first episode. If I play the drums, I'd be doing a drum roll right now. Woohoo! I don't, so a woohoo will have to do instead. Now, the purpose of these little daily episodes is, as the name implies, to give you a little bit of happiness between your ears. The purpose for that, though, or the reason why it's called Happiness Hits, is based on some experiments that have been done on humans. No animals were harmed in the process of this experiment. But they measured, they had some medical students, and they gave two sets of medical students, they had to go through some tests, and they had to diagnose a series of ailments. The control group just did what they're going to do ordinarily, but the second group were given a happiness hit. And I'll tell you what the happiness hit was in a moment. But they were given a little hit of happiness before they did their exams. And not only were they able to perform the diagnosis more accurately, but they also did it more quickly too. And for the purposes of that experiment, the happiness hit was actually just a lollipop, something as simple as a piece of candy. And so this little daily podcast aims to be a little piece of candy for your ears to help you smile, because we always need to smile, but now more than ever, people need some encouragement sometimes to find the things in life to smile about. And that really is the goal here at the Happiness Hits, because I love helping people smile. It's one of my favourite things to do. And so the way this is going to unfold, God might have other ideas as we go, but the way I anticipate this unfolding is that life will happen. There'll be some sort of instance and I'll share it with you, and there'll be some silver lining to find from that instance. So, for example, As I'm recording this episode, I'm actually sat in my car in the rain waiting for my son, who's in the gym. And it's cold, and it's not that late, but it's quite late. It's 7 o'clock in the evening. And really, it's that time of the year when you just want to be cooched up at home, nice and warm. You don't really want to be out. However, I made a commitment yesterday. Yesterday was International Podcasting Day at the time of recording this episode. It was yesterday. And I have to give a shout out to my friend Martin, who last year tagged me in a post on Facebook and said, "It's International Podcasting Day. Listen to Elle's podcast." Not just mine, other people's too. And I'd forgotten all about this, but Facebook did its thing yesterday and reminded me that a year ago, Martin tagged me in a post. I was like, oh, okay. And the happiness hit, I'd been preparing it in the background. God and I had been sort of chatting about it off and on for about the last 10 days or so. And so I got that nudge. Okay, launch it. And I went, okay, but the very first episode that I recorded, it went missing. It just disappeared into the ether. And so I've actually changed the process that I use to record these episodes now. I'm recording it and then I'm going to upload it. And we do not want to keep losing content. This is ridiculous. And so what I did yesterday is I announced, drum roll, look out for the podcast. It's coming tomorrow. Yay, International Podcasting Day. And then today happened. And today has been a lovely day, but it's been full of lots of bits and pieces. And so we got to 7 o'clock in the evening and I still haven't got the episode out. And I'm like, oh, but I really wanted to because I said it would. And I'm not a big fan of shoulds. I'll be quite candid with you. If you've known me for a little while, you'll have heard me moan about shoulds before. What I am a fan of, though, is keeping your promises. And so unless there's a good reason why you can't, and then you explain and move on. But there's no reason why I can't release the very first episode of the Happiness Hits today. I promised I would. And so my son said, oh, I'd like to go to the gym. You know, he can't drive himself and it's raining. And I was like, oh, but I'm really tired. And, oh, you know, all the inner dialogue. But the silver lining is I took my headphones with me. I have them plugged in. And now I'm able to record this episode while I'm waiting for him. And so it not only does he get to go to the gym, which he's very pleased about, but I get to feel good about this whole experience of being here. Not that I wouldn't have felt good about it. Like, I'm happy to support him in his fitness endeavours. But, you know, if there had been any chance of me being a bit grumbly about it, that's all gone because I get to record this episode. I get to share it with you. Woohoo! And the fact that it's raining doesn't matter because I'm sat in my nice warm car. Yay! And so that's, by way of small example, how we're going to roll with the happiness hits, because life happens. Now, I maintain actually the secret to happiness isn't about everything lining up correctly. It's not about checking off all the things on your to-do list. Ultimately, the secret to happiness is for you to be you. That's the whole premise of Urea. You know, you were made to be you, the person that God created you to be. And when you try and fit into other people's molds, because quite candidly, the most miserable time of my adult life was in my early 20s. And I had a young family and I was trying to sort of strive to all these expectations that I put on myself and that how I thought a young mum should be. And it was awful. And I was miserable and angry and just not very happy at all. Now, I recognise and embrace my quirks and my eccentricities, and sometimes, you know, I know, for example, that, and my children know that I have a shocking memory, and so we build systems around this stuff. It's all about, ultimately, about knowing yourself, and that starts by doing that with God, because God is the author. He created you, and so if you need hints and help and figuring out who you are, that's where you start. And so a lot of the work that we do at UEA and in the Itchy Soul Playground is about helping you and facilitating those conversations and encouraging you to be you. But having recognised the fact that the secret to happiness is for you to be you, the other piece of that as well is actually you don't have to wait for your birthday or a holiday or a special day to be happy. I would maintain that actually it's about seeing and embracing and keeping your eyes open for the lovely little moments in every single day. You know, the random happenstance that makes a day delightful. If you can step into any day and almost every day and see those silver linings and enjoy and take delight in the random quirkiness of life, you will ultimately be happier. Now, I should add the caveat from the get-go that yes, there are sometimes things in life happen that are tragic and horrible and awful. I'm not suggesting that you can just silver lining spot your way out of awful stuff. I mean, with time, even the really bad stuff, you will eventually be able to see those silver linings. But I'm not for one moment suggesting that you find a silver lining when you're slap bang in the middle of something really horrific. But thankfully, most of us, day-to-day life isn't like that. Most of us, day-to-day life is stuff happening. Sometimes it's irritating, sometimes it's great. That stuff, you can totally find the silver lining for. And that's what we're going to do together with these happiness hits. We'll share some of the random stuff. I might share some of the brain science because I get really geeky about it. And just generally have a good time, as I already said in the trailer, if you listen to the trailer for this podcast. But today, the little play thing I want to leave you with, I want to encourage you to stop where you are right now. I mean, if it's safe for you to do so. If you're listening and you're driving in the car, please don't just stop. That would be really dangerous. But at the next convenient moment, I want you to stop and just take a look around you right where you are, regardless of where you are. Even if you're in the middle of a supermarket car park where you think, oh, there can't be anything lovely here. Stop where you are, look around you, look up, look down, and say, what's lovely right now? And see what you can see. What's making you smile right now? That's your little plaything for today. Have a little go with it. Oh, my quick housekeeping note as well. I would love for this podcast, we're going to build community around the podcast. I had a really clear nudge from God about that. So if you're listening to this on anchor.fm/happiness hit, you'll see there's a place where you can leave a message. I would love, 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 love you to share what comes up for you. And I can include what you share in future episodes. And we can actually do community in a podcast. How cool is that? I thought it was really cool. I don't know how it's going to play out, but let's give it a go. But you are going to need to go to the anchor.fm page for that. anchor.fm/happiness hit. Until then, though, thank you for listening. I shall be back tomorrow with another little hit of happiness for your ears. As always, I've been your host, Elle Edwards, and I look forward to catching up with you tomorrow. Take care. Bye-bye.